Page 434, Simon Shin Samach Beis Seif Ches. Try to go a bit faster. Poetz Maruba Alo Oimeit. Okay, we're now going to go into the halachas of more about the mechitzas. These are, the next couple of seifim are critical for us to know anything about Eruvin. It's really, really, it's anything metropolitan Eruvin is based on those next few seifim. So let's get this clear. Poetz Maruba Alo Oimeit. Also, now this is an expression which we will come across frequently and we've got to have it clear. Porutz means broken open, very literally. Meruba ala oimeit means that it's meruba, it's increased, it's majority, how do you say it? It's increased over? Majority. Porutz, if it's broken open, meruba, more ala oimeit than standing. Then it's also, a good idea would perhaps be to look at the pictures, which we have got in our editions. If you look at, for instance, number 20, you will see various examples of Poetz Meruba Ala Oimeit. So, for instance, the top right on this double side, double page pictures. You'll see the top right is a picture of Poetz Meruba Ala Oimeit. You can see it's Vav Amas. Six Amas it's open, and four Amas is standing. So that's considered Poetz Meruba Ala Oimeit. If a wall is, the majority of it is down, broken down and open, and minority is still standing, that's considered Poetz Meruba Ala Oimeit. If you've got a wall which is Poetz Meruba Ala Oimeit, that's considered a non-wall. We'll see a bit more in Mishnah Berurah shortly. Elohim Kain, unless called Pirtzo Mehem, Pchusa Mishlosh Tfochim, unless it's three Tfochim or less. If it is three Tfochim or less, then it's not considered Poetz Meruba Ala Oimeit. Let us see what Mishnah Berurah explains about Sif Kot Mem. Hey. Meruba. Afilu Shtei Mechitzois Shleimois, says the Mishnah Berurah. Even if you've got two complete walls, skip the brackets, Huve Mechitza Shlishis, and the third wall, Hoyo Poetz Meruba, the Poetz was greater than the Oimeit. We will look at all, not only that, broken mechitza is not valid, but in fact all the other two are also command the lesser as if they're not existing. And it's even considered open where it's actually standing, the part of the wall which is standing. Turns out, he won't have altogether three mechitzas. But if it is a case that the majority is standing mutter, then it will be considered a third wall, and hence you've got three walls, and hence it's a rishus yochid. Rabbi said this is really important. Poetz Meruba Ala Oimeit. So the case will be, can I just can we just create an example? Can I just use this? Okay, imagine this is a Rosh Yochid. Okay, we've got one full wall over here. We've got a second full wall over here. And this wall over here, which is 10 Amas, you've got 4 Amas is up and 6 Amas is down. So that would be considered Poetz Meruba Ala Oimeit, because Poetz, it's open more than it is closed. This is standing for 4 Amas, and 6 is down. That's considered Poetz Meruba Ala Oimeit. It's mainly down and only slightly up. 50% or less is down. Now, if you've got Poetz Meruba Ala Oimeit, this is not considered a good wall, because it's Poetz Meruba Ala Oimeit. Since this is not considered a wall, how many walls have you got altogether? 2. And since you only got 2 walls, it's not Rishus Yochid. However, if you've got 51% over here standing, it's considered Oimen Meruba Ala Poetz. 51% is standing, then that would be considered a good wall. Poetz is 4 Amas. Oimeit is 6 Amas. You've got 1 wall, 2 walls, and therefore 3 walls, and that would be therefore considered a Rishus Yochid, based on Poetz Meruba Ala Oimeit. If it is 3 tfochim or less, then 3 tfochim is never considered an issue. Okay, sif tes. Porutz koimet. What will happen if this third wall is exactly to the millimeter? 50% up, 50% down. Porutz koimet. If it's half porutz, half oimet. Exactly identical measures. Muta, it is considered a wall and it's fine. Bein b'shsi, bein b'erev. Whether the wall is horizontal or vertical, it doesn't make a difference, really, how it's built. Hubilvat, how provided. Shaloye b'mokem echot porutz yoyse me'esa. But there's another rule, which the pirtze may not be more than 10 amas. Havolad esa amas mutum ipnei shuke pesach. But if it's 10 amas or less, it's considered a pesach. So here we go into another very important rule. That we said, porutz merube ke'oymed, and oymed merube. So if we have another issue, that if the pirtza is more than 10 amas, you will always have an issue. Even if the majority is up, so in this scenario over here, what do we say? One full wall, two full walls, and this third wall over here is the majority, 51% is up and 49% is down. We're now learning, if this 49%, so what do we say? One wall, two walls, and if it's 51% up, what do we say? Okay. It's okay. Now, there's a disclaimer, which is what we're learning now, is that if this remaining, the pirtz over here, the porutz, the 49%, if this happens to be more than 10 amas, then you've lost the case. So although, generally speaking, yes, oymen merubah laporutz is considered a wall, but that's only if the remaining is not, the remaining 49% is not 10 amas. If it is 10 amas, then it's a pirtza, and it's broken. The wall is broken. It considered how the mechitza is. Lemaisa, for us, in our case, it don't make a difference. What the Shulchan Aruch's chiddush is that even if it's a mechitza grua. Mechitza grua being not the full shasi of erev, but just like this, which is horizontal. Two poles with a very large distance and just. Okay. Aval ad es ha'amas mutum b'mishik pesach. Good. Full stop. And now we're going to go into Seif Yud, which Seif Yud is going to be a groundbreaking chiddush. We know everything we've been discussing until now is with regards to the material needed of a mechitza. What is a mechitza? So what do we see so far? What is a mechitza made out of? What can a mechitza be made out of? Stone, saddle, even saddle. In the chiddush we learned, Mishnah Berurah says, even if it's not a permanent fixture, nevertheless it's fine, saddle. What else did we see? Yes, we learned. Yes, we even went into about animals and people. Yeah, these are all very good mechitzas. Yeah, of course, certain conditions apply, but as a principle, these are mechitzas. Now we're going to learn that actually, there's another way of thought altogether. There's something called Tzuras HaPesach. And a Tzuras HaPesach is also a very good way of defining, of making Rishut Siachit. Tzuras HaPesach literally means the Tzura, the shape, the structure, Pesach of a door. If you've got doors, full-fledged doors, that's certainly a good mechitza. Imagine, you make a whole fence containing, made out of doors, perfect, right? What happens if you've got a door, but the door is not, you actually left out, the door is gone out, and now all you have is the posts, and perhaps the mashgrave as well. What's that called? The lentil, that's it. The lentil, because imagine, and the actual door came out. Would that be considered a good mechitza? Yes or no? And imagine you've got not one of them, but you've got loads of them all around. Would that, internally, would that be considered a shosh yochid? Yes or no? Imagine, surrounding of a good or no good. Yeah. It is, absolutely, 100%. The fact that you can just easily walk in and out doesn't make a difference because it's the shape of a door and that's good enough. Nobody said it should be difficult to access a Rishus Yochid. Nobody ever said that the door has to be shut and closed and locked. No, even if the door is not in place, it's still considered a good mechitza. And that's really what Tzuras HaPesach is all about. And that is, if you've got two poles and something on top, mashkoiv, that is considered a tzuras ha-pesach. Now, the tzuras ha-pesach is the halachic term of what we call a, very incorrectly, an eruv. And that's very incorrect. Because eruv is all about something else altogether. And we need an eruv, and we'll speak about an eruv. But that's not what an eruv is all about. The real halachic term, if you speak to anybody who knows a thing or two about Hilchos Shabbos, he will refrain from calling a tzuras ha-pesach an eruv, because nothing to do with the price of cheese. Nothing to do with an eruv. What an eruv is, something altogether. An eruv, you know, it's an eruv tafshilin. It's an eruv is something else, which is about making people in the same. Chumash gzeirat rabbanon. If we're talking about making mechitza, if we're talking about making this into a private domain, if we're talking about making this into an area which is allowed to carry, that's considered a tzuras ha-pesach. So when you see that string, that's a tzuras ha-pesach. It's not an eruv. And I don't know why it's so this common. This, no, normally people call it an eruv, right? It's not an eruv, it's a tzuras ha-pesach. Oh, we'll get to that. It's really important. We'll get to that. Okay. Him also tzuras. Let's see if Yud is going to tell us all these halachas really relevant to the tzuras ha-pesach. Him also tzuras ha-pesach. If a person made a tzuras ha-pesach, afilu lepirtzo yeseiro me'aser, even if it is more than 10 amas, it's very, very long. Mutter, it is mutter. We're going to learn soon that generally it is very bad practice to make a tzuras ha-pesach more than 10 amas. We'll see soon why. Then generally, you're going to struggle to keep it kosher if it's 10 amas. We'll speak about that. So, but in principle, yes. Afilu le-noatz, even if you only did the following, noatz, or you only inserted a pole, elo be'arba kundesim, be'arba kruchois. You inserted four poles in four different directions. Ve'osa, and he created tzuras pesach al gabayen, and you made a tzura, a shape, a structure of a pesach of a door, al gabayen on top. Muta, it's permitted to carry in that area. That's considered a good mechitza. Ve'anamili, and these words only are applying bechotze with regards to a courtyard, to a mavui, a semi-public courtyard, sheish b'em durim where people live. Abel v'vikar, but if you're talking about an open area, loy mehani, it will not be good enough. Kshekol aruchois, when all the areas are the tzuras ha-pesach. So, you could. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Look at picture. No, I don't know why there's no picture of this. Shame. Yeah, there would be mamish like a chuppah. No, it will need a string. Yeah, correct. You don't. You certainly don't need it. Just the four poles. And yeah, that means that the halacha, it's Gemara and Eruvin as well. If you put four poles, and you put four strings around it, or as Rabbi Fangel points out very correctly, three will do the trick. You have got Rosh Yochim in the Torah, because it's Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach. Is that a chiddush? So the only thing that we see in Shulchan Aruch said that if it's an open area, it won't work. Okay, now comes the Rambam. Rabbi said the Rambam is very relevant to us in Edgeware. We're going to see now is very, very, extremely relevant in Edgeware. If you're carrying the Eruv, look at this. Vela Rambam. According to the Rambam, Ein Tzuras HaPesach, Moyel, according to the Rambam, Tzuras HaPesach will not work. Tzuras HaPesach does not work. Le pirtzo yoyse me'esa, if you've got a pirtzo, an opening, more than 10 amas. Elim kein, unless, oymen merubah laporutz, if the whole area, the whole defined area, is oymen merubah laporutz, meaning the 51% is proper mechitzas, if I can call it, physical mechitzas, and 51% are solid mechitzas, and for the 49% you can use tzuras ha-pesach. But if you do not have, says the Rambam, 51% of solid mechitzas, tzuras ha-pesach will not work. Again, for the Rambam, according to the Rambam, ein tzuras ha-pesach mo'el le'pirtzo yoyse me'esa, tzuras ha-pesach will not work for pirtze more than 10, Helim Cain, unless Oymen Beru Balaporitz, if you're talking about Oymen Beru Balaporitz. So what does that mean, Halacha Lemaisa? It means that, okay, so here we are really. Let's see a bit more about a Mishnah Berurah over here. In Sefkot Nun Gimel. Sefkot Nun Gimel explains to us why does a Tzuras HaPesach work? Whom are you trying to fool? Kind of. So Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu Teshuv Ein Nechshav Amokam Ahu LePirtza. Because it's not considered the pirtza, an open area. Do you know there's this famous joke, what they say over about the do you know this story about the sukkah that was made out of Tzuras HaPesach? Do you know the famous, do you know that? Candlesticks get stolen, yes. The Shveh, this very rich person, married off his daughter, and on Sukkot, he asked his son-in-law, his new son-in-law, he said, you know, make me a Geshmaka Sukkah pot, I want, let me be a Geshmaka Sukkah. And his newly married son-in-law, who just got married to that rich man's daughter, he said he wants to show him how Talmud Chochem is, and he makes this Sukkah, all a lomdish Sukkah with all kind of halachic chidushim and everything. And all you saw really was four poles and tzchach on top with a little bit of lovud and a bit of tzuras and good asig and good ach. It's just all the complicated. And he was all proud. He looks at the shver, looks and he says, wow, this is quite can't see much of a sukkah here, but the son-in-law is all proud. It is halachically, he wants to show off what he knows, the halachas. It is halachically a perfect, perfect sukkah. Fine. And the son-in-law says, and the shver then says to the son-in-law, you know, can I really put the candlesticks in here because it's like open area and everything. And the son-in-law says, sure, it's four walls over here. Can't you see? It's four walls. And the shver then says, well, if you insist, I'll put my candlestick, silver candlestick, for worth a fortune. He puts them there and very reluctant, but yes, he puts the candlesticks in that open air sukkah, which halachically is enclosed in four walls, but only halachically. And the next morning, lo and behold, of course, the candlesticks are gone. And then the shver is all upset with his son-in-law, and he says, "What's going on over here? You told me that it's safe to keep the candlesticks in here. Very expensive silver, they're all gone, and the ganav took it." And so the son-in-law says, "This is ach, the ganav zam oretz. He didn't even see the four walls." Yeah. So what's like a pshat that? How does it work? That Tzuras HaPesach. How does it work? So Mishnah Berurah explains over here. Teshuv ein nechshav amokam ahu lepirtza. It's not considered an open area. Why is it not considered open area? Because you've got the string on top. You've got the three. You've got the walls on. You've got the poles on the side. It's not open. Can you? It's not open area at all. Can you see the wall? Can you see the wall? Can you see the door?
Well, it's not physically.
Not physically, but. It's not open anymore. It's not open. Anybody who doesn't see the wall, tell him to look in Mishnah Berurah. It's like, can I just say my shver told me a story of Shimon Hirschler. He told me that was he said once there was Shimon Hirschler in Stamford Hill was once trying to explain to a guy why he's allowed to carry here and not allowed to carry there. So he explained to him that. You have to see the string over here, and you have to imagine over here there's a wall. You have to imagine, you see the string over here, you have to imagine, explain to the guy. You have to imagine there's a wall over here. Can you see the string over there? You have to imagine this is the wall over here, and therefore it's an enclosed area and you can carry here. So the guy then tells the Shimon Hirschler, so to my shura, he said, if you have to imagine there's a wall over here, and it's an enclosed area and that's not an enclosed area, why is it not just easier to imagine that it's Monday? Yeah. So, but the Mishnah Berurah tells us that it's not considered a pirtza. So the Mishnah Berurah says explicitly in Sefkot Nun Dalet that yes, you could enclose the area by having all four of those poles. That will do the trick. That is a proper Rishus Yochid. Good. Let's carry on. Now, the Rambam tells us that if you have got the Eruv will only work, if you've got 50, the Tzuras HaPesach, shall I say, only works once you've got 51% Oymet Morbus. So Rabbi said this is really critical. This is for any metropolitan Eruv, this is really important. So according to the Rambam, if you've got a large area which you're trying to enclose by having Tzuras HaPesach, according to the Rambam, it will only work if 51% of the mechitzas are solid. 49% you can then do with Tzuras HaPesach. Well, many metropolitan Eruvin will not have 51% solid mechitzas. And consequently, what happens? According to Rambam, it's not good. To be passing like the Rambam, Mishneh Berurah have got no test. Elohim Kein Oymet. For Nochoin Lochosh Ledivei Rambam, it is right and proper to go according to the opinion of the Rambam. Shekam Das a Smag va Smag who Kein, because they're both the Smag and the Smag passing like the Rambam. So Mishneh Berurah says it is proper to be Machmir, like the opinion of the Rambam. Now I'm nearly sure that I heard from Rabbi Lieberman, and I believe on the website of the Edgewa Elv also states that the Edgewa Elv, you must know, I think that the Edgewa Elv is much more solid mechitzas. I think that the Edgewa Elv is significantly more than 50% solid mechitzas. I seem to recall something between 80-90% of the mechitzas are solid, including Family Gossman's back garden, which is a solid mechitza. Therefore, it will be okay even according to the opinion of the Rambam. I know that many other metropolitan Eruvin are not like that. And there is a very strong argument to say that it would be problematic according to the Rambam. Other Eruvin are problematic according to the Rambam. In fact, not problematic, they do not work. They do not work according to the Rambam. And Halacha L'maisa, the Mishneh Berurah says one should be, it's a chumrah, which means that if somebody is stringent, he will not carry an eruv, which doesn't work on the Rambam. But it's a chumrah, meaning that chas v'sholem to say on somebody, he's mechal Shabbos or anything like that, if he's not choshe for that, yeah.
Is that just tzuras v'pesach?
Yes.
Yeah,
that would be considered solid mechitza. Yeah.
When we said omed
rubah
before, we said it's all in one line of the whole.
Yeah, we can't in all Eruv together. Because the Eruv doesn't work in one line. Look at picture, our Eruvin are much more similar. Can you add picture? They're not full, it's not a square. We're talking nowadays about, it's much more, you know how the Eruv looks, it's not four squares. It's, look at picture number, if you look at picture over here, like round like this, how are you going to define the walls? It's many, many walls. And it's not just four walls. You're right, if it be four walls, the halacha may be different. But it's very, very difficult to define what the walls are nowadays in an Eruv. I believe that Northwest, I have to double check, and I don't want to be quoted on this, but I seem to remember when we looked into it a few years ago, that Northwest London Eruv is not like Edgeway Eruv. And I think that the majority is, there is a very large, I don't know, I'm not sure anymore, but I believe that big chilek of the Eruv is you don't have 50%, 51%, which is Oymed.
I have to die on Eckstein, because I know he holds with the Goldsvin Eruv.
Really? That's interesting, yeah. That's very, very interesting. So, but I want to just point out that it's a chumrah, and obviously one has to weigh always a kul and a chumrah, and if it's every chumrah comes with drawbacks and with questions, but one should still be aware of the opinion of the Rambam. But I think that's one of the things that we need to look when we're going to go when Be'ez Hashem will have an opportunity to perhaps go with Rabbi Lehman around the Eruv. That's something we should focus on and exactly see what the percentage is of the Oymed, how much percentage is actually solid mechitzas, and how much is based on Tzuras HaPesach. Okay, we're going to Be'ez Hashem tomorrow defining it a bit closer what the Tzuras HaPesach is. To summarize what we learned this evening. We learned this evening about what Porutz Merubah al Oymed is not considered a mechitza, and we learned that if it's 50-50, Porutz Ka'oymed, that will be okay. We learned also that even once you've got Oymed Merubah, if the Pirtz is more than 10 Amas, then you've spoiled the Mechitza. We spoke about Tzuras HaPesach, and we said that Tzuras HaPesach does work, and it's fine. But we also spoke about the opinion of the Rambam, and one is Machmir like the Rambam, if one could, that Tzuras HaPesach only works if you've got 51% oymeid. Good evening, Abayisa, and good Chodesh.